This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by Archmagi Templar here at Anchor Radio, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to your podcast. Hey, everybody, happy Monday. I've decided that I'm going to do Mondays as my Jedi Insights episodes because honestly, that usually gets the most views because, well, it's Monday. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the seven morning habits. From Stoic ideology, the seven things that you should do first thing in the morning, in order to kind of get your day started off correctly. I may have covered this a year or two ago. It sounds familiar to be truthful. However, it came up in my reflections for today, so I figured, you know what, let's talk about it. All right, and these seven things are anticipate adversity, have gratitude, see opportunities, reflect on values, consider your own mortality, practice self-discipline, and focus on your circle of influence. All right, every day we wake up, every day when we wake up, we are given an opportunity to get back into the fight of life. We are given an opportunity to get the next right thing done. We're given the opportunity to hopefully inspire and motivate other people and to be some type of good influence and a positive whatever within our society. So when you wake up, first and foremost, be thankful for that. Be thankful that, you have that opportunity. All right. So now we roll into the first principle or the first practice, if you will. Waking up and anticipating adversity. Why do we wake up? Why is that so negative that we wake up and we're already anticipating fights? All right, well, here's what it is. If you anticipate difficult situations happen in your life, difficult people, difficult conversations, whatever, you're already setting up a game plan for how your day is going to work. You're already kind of role playing it in your head where if this happens, this is what I'm going to do. A happens, I do B. B happens, I do C. Whatever. So you're already planning on your game plan for the day. You're already anticipating that all this bad stuff could happen. And if it happens, I already have something lined up. I'm already prepared for it. And the reason why we do this is one, so we're mentally strong, we're mentally ready to start our day, to get it rolling. But also at the same time, as we go through our day, no matter what comes up that is not quite what we were planning or anticipating or, whatever, we're already like, all right, cool. If this is the worst that happens to me today, then it's been a pretty damn good day. So that's why we anticipate adversity within the day, because that way, when the bad shit happens, we're already ready for it. Number two is having gratitude. We have gratitude simply because, dude, again, it's a freaking blessing to be alive. We should be thankful for our houses, be thankful for our cars, be thankful for the solid friends that we have. This all makes sense, right? We should be thankful for all those things. At the same time, I personally am very thankful for the negative people I have in my life. I'm very thankful for the jacked up situations that I put myself in and that I got, managed to live through them. And like I mentioned before, I'm thankful for the negative people who have literally tried to tear me down to nothing. And some of them still continue to do so. I'm thankful for the people who have reported the Archmagi Templar on Spotify or recorded Jedi Roast Radio on Blog Talk Radio for hate speech. I am so thankful for that. And the reason why I'm thankful for it, it's really simple because I know since they're still trying to do that, they're still keeping me current, they're still keeping me relevant. If I take up this much headspace and people who absolutely hate me, then imagine the great things I could do with the people that I'm trying to work with within my life. So again, I'm grateful for it. All right, the next one, see opportunities. This kind of goes with gratitude in a sense. It goes with the negative aspect of, what I was talking about. Don't be a damn victim. Don't just say, it's this happened, it's not my fault. Yes, there is a small percentage of situations that literally happen to us. Bad shit does happen that is outside of our control. We were not able to actively anticipate those things happening. All right, cool. We acknowledge that. Let's talk about the majority of situations. When bad things happen, again, bad situations are negative influence people are put into our lives and we get screwed over or whatever. We need to first and foremost understand one important quality. It is, what is in my role in that situation? What did I do to give this person the motivation, the power, the opportunity, whatever, to try coming at my life? What did I do to put things in motion that I lost my job, that I'm going through divorce? Whatever, life situation you're going through. I mentioned the top three because, trust me, that seems to be the most logical ones. Or, if you're in recovery and, you end up relapsing. And they'd be like, well, yeah, I was hanging out with so and so, and they pulled this out. So I was like, hell yeah, why not? Okay, it's not that person's fault that you relapse. It's your own fault because, one, you put yourself in that situation. And two, even though, the devil's on your soul, on your shoulder telling you to consume XYZ, doesn't mean you have to. It's a temptation. You need to understand that temptations are there. It is your fault if you take the bait. Now, the next part of understanding your role in the situation is figuring out what lesson you learned. What did you learn by doing a relapse, doing more research, if you will? What did you learn by other people, who attempted to tear apart your life? What did you learn by your own mendacity and your old life decisions? That's what we need to pay attention to. In fact, it's probably a good time to mention it. One of my brothers asked me once if I regretted being a recovered addict. Like, if I could go back, what would I do differently to keep that from happening? Well, the truth is, I don't regret being a recovered addict. I don't. Because by being a recovered addict, I get to understand addiction a lot more. There are well-meaning people who try to help individuals through addiction, but they don't understand it. You can read the books, you can gain the knowledge, but if you don't understand the cravings, if you don't feel the fire, within you that's fueling to get more, to get this, to get that, then you're never gonna truly get it. By going through addiction, by going through active addiction, excuse me, I have a great understanding of what that demon feels like, and I can articulate it better. I can empathize with people more. I can have more compassion for people going through it. So yeah, I don't regret it. But importantly, what did I learn from my years of active addiction? I'm going to keep part of that to myself, but I will say I learned a hell of a lot, and I am thankful for that because it gave me a different understanding than what I would have had if I never went through it. So, that is what it is. The opportunities of, yeah, I went through active addiction, but these are the opportunities that that lifestyle has given me today. And I'm very thankful for them. All right, number four, reflect on your values. What do you believe? How do you live? And what will you die for? Sounds kind of morbid, sounds kind of weird, but every day we do kind of need to go through a list of what is it that we actually believe. Yeah, there are times I will look through my old book, Dale Carnegie Jolly Templar book, and I will go through my virtues, I'll go through my values, and the Jedi Code, the Jedi Creed, the Jedi Behaviors, the basic core teachings of Jedi Realism, the Reiki Code, Catholic beliefs. I go through them regularly. Those are my virtues. Those are my values. Those are things that I hold dear to me. And those are things that I will live for. And, in truth, those are things I will die for. It is what it is. I would rather live by my principles. What's the old concept of stand by your beliefs, even if that means you stand alone? I'm cool with that. I have no problem with that. I do not need reassurances from others. I do not need to be in a cool kid sandbox. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't desire it. I would rather stand by myself and on my principles than neglect my principles just to have a sense of acceptance. Right. Number five, sorry. Consider your own mortality. Understand that one day you are going to die. Understand that, in a sense, we're all on borrowed time. We have no idea how much time we have in this world. None whatsoever. We just know right now, this moment, I am alive. I am doing my grind, and it is what it is. One day, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, someone's going to listen to this episode and be like, dude, didn't he die? Yeah, this is facts. It's going to be kind of weird when that happens, but it is what it is. All right. Now, when you understand your mortality, you understand that you have, at my age at this point, I have a lot more yesterdays than I do tomorrows. I'm okay with that. And I understand, one of my favorite Star Wars quotes that I use quite often, there is no tomorrow. There's only what we do or we fail to do today. Meaning that anything I'm going to do in this world, I need to do it today. I need to focus on getting it done now because I don't know if tomorrow's going to come up. I don't even know if in 5 minutes from now, if I'm still going to be alive. It is what it is. So as I go through my day, I try to have the most positive impact I can on people. I try to just do what I can to make the world around me a better place. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I fail. It is what it is. Doesn't mean I'm not going to give it my full attempts and my full effort to making things happen. And another weird concept to consider is I do not want my final act to be something that is going to put a damper on everything I accomplished. Again, hypothetically speaking, I have a bad day. I go ahead and grab a Lortab off of a friend. It ends up being fentanyl. It ends up killing me. Happens every day. There are overdoses from fentanyl, from people who are thinking they're taking a Lortab, but they're really taking a presbyterol pill. If that is the last act I do in this world, it is going to discredit everything I have done over the last 20 years. It's going to discredit the American Jedi documentary where I talk about, living in recovery. It's going to discredit the podcast that I've done. It's going to, make people who know me in my life, it's going to make them wonder if I was actually living that life or I was just talking about living that life. So a final act like that is something I am definitely not down to do. So again, consider your mentality, make the next right decision and keep it up. Keep grinding because this could be your last moment. So make it count. Number six, the practice of self-discipline. We need to master our minds. We need to master what goes through it. Yes, there are fleeting thoughts that go through our heads. A lot of them are really bad ideas. And it's okay to have that. It is okay for fleeting thoughts to enter your mind and to leave your mind. It's okay. It's normal. That is how life works. However, we need to understand and resist temptation. Again, the devil could be at your on your shoulder. The Sith Lord could be knocking on your door. You make the decision to open it. And if you're making a series of really bad decisions, you keep knocking on a door long enough, trust me, someone's going to answer it. If you really keep calling on the devil, one day he will appear. It is what it is. So practice self-discipline. Again, this goes with understanding your virtues and your values. It goes hand in hand with that. And another concept to remember is this goes with the Jedi concept of there's no motion, there is peace. We need to constantly look at our lives and look at our decisions and look at it with a thought process, not an emotion process. We need to ask ourselves, is this really a rational thought or am I going to act on an emotional impulse? Again, acting on rational thought, even if you are wrong, is a hell of a lot better than acting purely on an emotional impulse. Right, number seven is focus on your circle of influence. From a stoic point of view, this goes with, every life you have two decisions when you look at situations. It's, is this within my control or is this not in my control? Oddly enough, in many recovery halls, it's worded a little differently, but it's pretty much the same concept. What do I control? What do I not control? When we talk about focus on your circle of influence, again, it's focusing on your decisions. It's focusing, if you talk about your sphere of responsibility, it's focusing on the people who are within my circle and what I can do within that sphere to make those around me better. And hopefully, in many ways, I am thankful that those who are around me make me a hell of a lot better in my life. And I am thankful for that. Kind of mentioned that in gratitude. However, there's a lot of things that's not in my control. What if one of my Padawans decides to leave the order? Okay, I could take my part in that situation, but that's not my control. Again, that's their own damn decision. What if somebody I'm working with in recovery go ahead and has a relapse? Again, I could take a look at that situation, but I need to truly understand that even if I played a part in it, I did not make that decision. They did. Same thing for relationships. Oh goodness, my girlfriend wants to break up with me. Okay, what's my part in it? Well, maybe I should have spent more time at home. Or maybe I should have done this. Or maybe I should have done that. All right, cool. Let me take that and apply it to my next relationship. But at the end of the day, it's their decision. I can't change that. Like, shit, when Jennifer and I decided to get divorced, separated, whatever, 12 years ago, I looked at that situation and I definitely looked at the mistakes that I made back then. And, Jan loves still reckless. And I made a good bit of bad decisions. However, I couldn't change her mind. She's like, hey, I want to do separation. I'm like, hey, you know what? That's fine. If that's what you want, cool, we'll make that happen. Not a problem. Not because I didn't care about her. I think time has clearly stated in the long run that that would be a gross mischaracterization of the situation. But, because I cared about her, I was like, all right, cool. I'll gladly move out. We're good. And we left on good terms. And to this day, we're the best of roommates. Kind of weird situation. Again, look at your relationships. You split up with somebody. What was your role? Cool. Learn from it. Again, it's not in your control. You cannot control how people think. You cannot control how people behave. There's a lot of things that are just, there's nothing you can do about it. So don't let that beat you down. Don't let other people's decisions, actions, and behaviors beat you down because you can't control that. The only thing you can control is what you think and what you do. You might not be able to control the situation, but you can at least control your part in that situation. Because with the other Star Wars quote I love using, take only focus reaction, never react, only act. Simply that. Be rational in your thought process. Don't go off of emotional impulse. Any event, that's pretty much it for today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. If you did, please give us a like, a follow, subscribe, whatever on Spotify or wherever app you use. Again, I see Spotify seems to be the most common that people are playing my work on. That and iTunes, I believe. And if you actually do want to donate to the show, there's a thing where you donate a lump sum or X number of dollars a month. Honestly, if you do, great. If you don't, honestly, it's fine. It is what it is. Thankfully, I make a decent income, so I'm not worried about it. Also, if you like our work, please share it on social media and share it within your life circles. Text message or link to friends, tell people about it. If you don't like the work, sorry. And if you want to report Jedi Bros Radio or Arcane Jedi Templar for hate speech, guys, please, if you're going to report us, at least make it interesting because the same like bot reporting It's getting so boring that they barely even send me messages about it anymore. Any event, thank you very much for checking out the episode. Hope you enjoy it. Love and light. This is MJ. I'm out.